Chuck Jett Freestyle for, what is it, Wednesday, August 17th, 2016, part of the dog days of podcasting. Hello, wonderful listener. Hey, give me a minute while I feed the cats. They are hungry. And it is food time. And I haven't spoken to you since Sunday morning when I was very tired. There you go. Eat. Hope that's enough till morning. Probably not. But they'll wake me up whether they have enough food or not. Well, I did get to church and I did do the audio and everything went well. It was a nice, easy session. After that, I went and got my groceries. See, I told you. Well, I think I made it sound like I wasn't going to get groceries, but I did. And I got good groceries. Lots of veggies. Okay, I got a bag of chips here and there. But lots of fresh fruit. In fact, I'm almost out of bananas. I think I ate my last banana today. They don't have a lot of green bananas in Phoenix. There's a joke about old people and why they don't buy green bananas, because they're never around long enough. They might not be around long enough to ripen. Well, apparently, this area takes that seriously. Because our grocery store does not have green bananas. So I can only buy like three or four at a time. The one that, the bunch that I bought was nice and firm on Sunday. Get to Wednesday. Darn, things are really starting to spot up badly. Oh, I need to put stickers on my mic flags that I bought. The little square ones, that the square mic flags that I had, the little... You know, mic flags. I know most of your podcasters know. Little signs that go on the microphone to say, you're listening to Technorama. Well, they were a little small. And our logo is kind of big and long and rectangular. So I went and got new ones. I got triangular ones. I like the look of them. And they are bigger. So I need to make some Technorama stickers. Six of them to be exact. Because I have two three-sided mic flags that I will put new stickers on. That I will probably do right after I get done recording this, because it's a little hard to do any kind of graphics while I'm talking on a podcast. Before I go any further, I want to thank everybody who sent me well wishes. I am doing well. I'm not, like, laying in bed dying. It's just there's occasional times where my heart will go flutter. Let me give you a couple more details of what happened. Hopefully this podcast won't get too long, but that's okay. You have three more days to listen to it if my track record is up. I'm doing the binge version of Dog Days of Podcasting, and I am failing miserably at listening to everybody's casts. I think there's like 13 or 14 a day, and I'm getting maybe five. I'm getting all of them. I'm just not listening to all of them because I run out of time or got work to do or conference calls to be on. I'll get to the conference calls in a minute. But this started when I got a new doctor in May. I found a new doctor when we moved here a couple years ago. Didn't like the doctor. He was just as much of a wet blanket, I'm going to call it. Not very empathetic or sympathetic or bedside manner of any type. And I put up with that for over 20 years, closer to 25 in Appleton, and I just got sick of it. I said, I'm not going to start another medical relationship with somebody who's not even asking me questions about my health. So I was putting off my annual physical. Finally, it came time, and I went, better decide something. And thanks to intervention, divine intervention, if you will, we were at a church picnic, and a lady sat down next to us, and we started some small talk. Her husband came along. We started some small talk, find out that he's a doctor. And I said, what kind of doctor? Thinking maybe he was a doctor, or like a PhD doctor of math or history or something. Nope. He's a honest-to-goodness general practitioner, and I already know through conversation that I can talk to this guy, and he can respond, and he's a nice human being. So I said, are you taking patients? He said, yes. So I called up his office and made an appointment, and we went through the whole top-to-bottom physical. It was great. It was wonderful. It was like checking out a used car. He checked the brakes, and he checked the exhaust. Well, yeah, he did check the exhaust. He checked everything. He made sure the alignment was right. Okay, enough of the used car metaphors. But and he started asking questions. Do you have any concerns? Well, yeah, you know, I know my hearing is starting to go. And I mentioned the tinnitus. And this sounds familiar. Apologies if I already talked about this. But anyway, we put a monitor on me. I've told this story to family members and a few friends so many times, I can't remember if I told it to you. So we put a heart monitor on because I said, I've got some palpitations. And after 10 days, we discovered, well, there were a couple of things going on. And we went back to, he referred me to a cardiologist who actually ordered the monitor. Cardiologist looked at the charts and said, wow, this is interesting. You've got a couple different situations going on where the pulse is going like 190 or 200 beats per minute or better for 10, 15, 20 minutes, and then it's back to normal. I didn't feel a darn thing, and that's what was so scary. And the other symptom, which happened at my cousin's wedding at the end of June, is my heart stopped for about 3.4 seconds. And he said, you may have a pacemaker in your history, or in your future. In my history. I think my mom's got one, so there is one in my history. And that brings up another fact. If you don't know your family's medical history, please go find out. Ask questions. Don't let people be too proud or too ashamed to share that information with you. Because if you don't know, you can't. You might be missing some hereditary things. Neither of these seem to be hereditary, but for whatever reason, my brother had the same thing with the rapid heartbeats. It's a form of tachycardia. My brother's was a little different. He got his fixed about a year ago. He felt the symptoms. He knew what was going on. He would sit on the couch and his pulse would start racing. Weird coincidence? Maybe. Hereditary? Maybe. Not enough studies going out. So the cardiologist refers me to an electrical special cardio, or electrician of the heart is what he called it. And we sat down and had a consultation. Donna was with me for all of this, so I couldn't repeat half of what was being said anyway. So if she heard some and I heard some, we hopefully got the whole story. And she said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do an ablation. That's where they go in through the groin up the femoral artery with an electrode thing, and they cauterize a few nerves. I've got a few too many nerves sending signals to my heart. Normally there's one, and it tells you when to go thump and the other thump, or the lub and the dub, as they used to call it when you're kids, lub dub, dub dub. And hopefully we can get that all done. Very low risk, but it is a medical procedure and there is risk, and it will probably keep me out of action for about 3 days. Well, I also can't travel for 2 weeks after that. So the option of putting that in July was out because the doctor was going to India for 10 days, and by the time she got back, it wouldn't give me enough time to go to my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. So we said, okay, what do you got after the 10th of August? And Donna said, well, my mom's got surgery, so I won't be around. Who's going to drive you? Oh. And I also have some business trips already scheduled with flights and everything. This was July, and now we're looking at September. So we set it out for September. It's all set. Again, very low risk. And while they're at it, so the ablation is going to take care of the rapid heartbeat symptom. And I said, now, doc, what about the part where my heart stops beating? We only have one occurrence of that from the original monitoring for about 10 days in June. We don't know if that was a one-off, if it's happening every couple of weeks, if it's happening once a year, what's going on? So she said, while we're at it, we're going to put a long-term monitor in your chest where we can keep an eye on that. It'll also let us keep an eye and make sure we did the ablation correctly. So I'm going to be part cyborg and walking around with a monitor in my chest. I don't know what that means to my travels. I am TSA approved, so I don't have to go through x-ray machine anymore. So that's, you now know the story. I am a bit concerned. Just generally about, this is a fairly medical thing, fairly involved, and there is some recovery time, and these symptoms or these situations are reoccurring a couple times a week. No significant side effects. I'm not getting dizzy. I'm not passing out. But I'm still functioning. But it's got me worried that something like that may happen. When Donna's around, she drives. She's not around. So I'm keeping the driving to a minimum. Probably shouldn't even go in the swimming pool, but hey, it's summer in Phoenix. What are you going to do? I said I was a bit concerned. I'm also a bit stupid, I guess. Back to the meetings. All right, this is my rant. Please, if you have the ability to start your meetings on time, start them on goddamn time. I am so frustrated with people at our company, at other companies, who don't start the meeting on time. It's 5 o'clock. You've called this meeting. You are in complete control. You started the WebEx or whatever it is that you've got these people, and then you say, oh, let's give everybody a couple more minutes. Like, you just disrespected all the people that went out of their way to be here on time. That's what you did. You're not helping anybody. You're not encouraging good behavior by letting late people be late. You're the speaker. You're the presenter. Start the thing on time. Our education, our training department has a phrase, don't penalize the punctual. And I want a t-shirt, and I'm going to wear that. I'm trying to hold back the profanity. I've been listening to a lot of Dave Slusher today. So I am trying to catch up. I try not to be. If I start letting that slip out, and then I start saying it around Donna, and I know she doesn't like that, especially when the kids are around. So just start your meetings on time, because you know what happens when you start a meeting late? You end it late. And you know what on time means? If you have an hour meeting, let's say we're starting this at 10 a.m. and we're going to run it for an hour. Ending it on time is not ending it at 11. Ending it on time is ending it at about 5:02. Okay, so the people can hang up and get to their next meeting. That's on time. Start on time, end on time. You will be a winner. And grit your teeth like I do for the losers who start their meetings late. Bastards. Okay, back to the good news. I'm flip-flopping all over the place. I do have an agenda, and I write these things down as I think of them over the couple of days. I should probably just take one topic a day and make this shorter. The good news is I am a plastic evangelist. That doesn't have anything to do with the cyborg topic I just talked about. Plastic, PLASTC, is a credit card that's coming out. You've probably seen the ads in Facebook and whatnot. And if you follow me on Facebook, you probably already heard the news. But it's a multi-purpose credit card. To me, it's kind of like the successor to the coin. Coin was a great idea, but implemented a little too late, because they came out with it right as chip and pin technology came out and started being mandatory. So my coin card, and it only holds 8 credit cards, only holds 8 credit cards, and loyalty cards and whatnot. Anything with a magnetic stripe can be put in there. It communicates with your phone. I've loved it. It's a great toy, great conversation starter, but plastic is like the next generation. It's also a little more expensive. So I signed up early on. They do the lifetime, what is it, support or maintenance or service fee, whatever it is. Donna just ordered one this last week, so we've got 2 of them. And then they had a contest. They said, would you like to be a plastic evangelist? I said, sure. When I love a product, I love a product, and I'm not afraid to tell everybody about it. When I don't like a product, I'm not afraid to tell everybody about it. I'm sure many of you are the same way, maybe a little more as one side of the scale or the other. I said, I would love to. So they went through this contest, asked a bunch of questions, turned that in. Then they had a video contest. You may have seen me begging for votes on Twitter or Facebook, and put together a 60-second video. That was the limit, 60 seconds. Tell us a little bit about yourself was all they said. Some people did more of a full production commercial, and some of those productions were darn better than mine. One guy, I think, was a professional animator. Did a bang-up job. I didn't watch all of them. I think there were something like 20 or 40 contestants. And I didn't hear anything. And I was just about to ask yesterday. And was it yesterday? Maybe it was Monday. And Marco from Plastic said, congratulations, you're an evangelist. Now, the contest, I think if I would have won, I would have found out. The contest had, take a trip to San Francisco where their home office is. The card is supposed to come out in the next month or two. Originally, it was going to be in the spring, but of course, financial and technological changes and sourcing issues and whatnot delayed that. Still hopeful, and I should get an early release on the card. So So she'd get an early trial, and they said, we may call you up and ask you questions and maybe do referrals. And I said, that's fine. You know, I can do that. Like, again, if I love a product, I'll go to bat for them. I would hope that, you know, our customers do the same thing. It's just sort of good karma. So I'll let you know how that works out. Planning for the Dragon Con live show. If you're going to be at Dragon Con, Hilton Room 202, Friday, 5:30 p.m., Comedy Forecast and Technorama teaming up for the third year in a row. It was a hoot the last couple of years. John Bell, we found out, will not be able to make it, but we do have more surprise guests. We are looking for audience participation. Some material will be familiar, some will be all new. Clinton and Craig and I had a wonderful planning session on Monday night. We are going to resume that. We're moving the ball forward. And was that Monday night? Yeah, Monday night. Yep, 15th. This is why I take notes. Make sure I got all my action items done. No, okay. We are also going to be closing the parade. If you haven't heard, and you are in the Atlanta area, the Dragon Con parade will be broadcast on the local CW channel. I wish this was nationwide. Oh, how I wish this was nationwide. But hey, we got to start somewhere. This is huge. This is big. Brian Richardson, one of the founders and creators and producers of Dragon Con TV, will be working with the CW channel on, I think he said, Peachtree and Pine is where they're going to set up most of their camera work, which is on the front end of the parade. And normally, the Dragon Con TV people have their camera work on the tail end of the parade, down by the Hyatt. So they are going, the CW is going to broadcast for an hour live. They'll rebroadcast at 8 o'clock. And of course, they're going to have commercial interruptions and whatnot. So as long as we can get out of the gate in the first hour, because as the parade goes on, the tail end gets longer and longer. We move about half the pace of the front end of the parade because there's stops and there's pictures and there's comedians and someone falls down and then there's the LARPers who beat each other up and then get up. So there's all kinds of reasons why the parade moves slower at the end. But hopefully we'll get through a lot of that and get on TV. We did get a mention in Brian and doggone it. Crispy is his sidekick. I think his first name is Chris. His last name must start with a P, so they call him Crispy. I don't know the man personally, but we have spoken to Brian, and we know him pretty well. They gave us a shout-out in the little announcement that they're doing. So they said, yep, we're going to have Santa at the end of the parade. I think that's pretty cool. Futurama Santa, Robot Santa. My idea. My execution. I get a little kick out of that. Again, Clinton will be joining us as Scruffy, cleaning up the parade. I'll be Professor Farnsworth. Pink Bender will more than likely be there. Robot Santa by Scott Tyler. Craig will be Fry. And I've got a couple extra wristbands. I'm going to keep an eye out for a Leela. Maybe a Zoidberg will show up. So if you see those people at Dragon Con and I don't, please get in touch with me. Text me. I want to get contact information with anybody. I know there are a lot of people that are going to Dragon Con. So that you can reach out and go, hey, Chuck, there's a Zoidberg in the food court. Get your butt over here. You bet I will haul ass and get over there, unless, of course, I'm doing a live podcast at the time. So that's my news. 18 minutes and change. I'm going to get out of here. Have a great night. Sorry for taking up so long. But again, it's like three podcasts in one. Happy Dog Days. Dogdaysofpodcasting.com. It's not too late to start. You too can be a podcaster and get your voice out there. Find me at chuckchat.com, and one of these buttons has the ending music. There it is. I'm going to take off. You guys have a great evening, morning, afternoon, whatever it is. Bye.